Philosophy
Shed.
How have humans become the most top animals on the planet? It's because we're the only ones who ask questions, apart from owls. But they only ever want to know who's there. For years, we've asked questions like, is there a meaning to life? How did those shoes get in my fridge? And most weird of all, how am I thinking these things?
When you think about it, thinking about thinking is the hardest sort of thinking there is, which makes you think. Luckily, some people in old faraway times spent their whole lives doing exactly that sort of thinking. People known as philosophers. One of the first philosophers was Pythagoras.
His big idea was that everything in the world could be done with numbers, like in Argos.
Pythagoras is best known these days as the inventor of the triangle. A world without his ideas would be unthinkable, because there'd be no Dairy Lee and no way of starting snooker.
Another old philosopher was Plato.
Plato invented Platonic relationships. Before him, men and women couldn't just be friends. They had to have full sexual intercourse with each other, which is, of course, what people in Platonic relationships want to do really anyway, whatever they tell people.
In 1637, French philosopher René Descartes became famous for saying, "I think, therefore I am." What he was trying to say was, if everything's in our brains, how do we know we exist? And the answer, of course, is footprints.
To find out more about philosophy, I've got an expert here with me. Or have I? Or am I here? Maybe I'm imagining them, or they're imagining me. Or am I? Hello, philosophy lady. Am I here?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, I can see you, I can probably feel you, I can hear you.
What lovely warm hands.
Thank you. It is possible that I'm dreaming.
Yeah. Or I could be dreaming too, couldn't I?
Or you could be dreaming, yes, but you asked me whether you were here.
If I was dreaming, that wouldn't have happened. No, if you were dreaming, that wouldn't have happened.
If I were dreaming, then my belief that you are here might be false.
Right.
And unless I can tell that I'm not dreaming, therefore, it's possible that you're not here.
Yeah. But if we both sort of nip ourselves...
Well, the trouble with nipping yourself like that is you might dream that as well. I mean, any test you can do to see whether you're awake, you could do when you're asleep. Any belief that could be false if you were asleep is a belief of whose truth you can't be certain unless you can be certain that you're awake.
Perhaps Descartes was right, and we think because we are. Because if you think about it, we probably are. And if we aren't, then maybe it doesn't matter.